your life will meet and always in the same mood, serving Swamiji and also our disciples, Guru Vaishnava, and that left in our heart like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family.
Vishnu Maharaj, do you remember Vishnu?
Yes.
Swami
sir.
Vishnu.
Yes, sir.
He's still in Vrindavan.
Yes, I know. He needs something sometimes.
So I told him he must come and get your darshan at Mathura when you return. So we are three. You are three? This Bhavan Maharaj, Srivakar Maharaj, herself.
That, also some more.
Oh, more.
But we are from
original three. So our we have original three. B.V. Tripurari. B.B. Vishnu. And
that is. You know him?
Long time.
Huh?
Since long time.
Oh.
Since the days of Yasodhananda, Swami, Prajumna.
Yes.
Jagat Guru Swami.
1979. Yeah.
The Inquisition.
Inquisition.
All the BBC came to get us.
It was very separate to me. I left from my soul and heart when we meet. I saw that he was so sincere. But he was neglected by BBC leaders. And that cut their own legs. So many devotees like him.
Well, one time, Maharaj, long back, Sridhar Maharaj, he told about this time.
Yes. Can I make sure you come on? Told anyone to have some fruit for the person, the devotees they have come. And for all something, if it is with nami, with them, also be given to all.
He told in 1982, there, ISKCON is cracked at the foundation. Two, I fear for their future.
And this is coming.
Three, they will become shadow sampradaya. Shadow. And since that time to this time, no real change. Now, we also fear. Again, they are becoming feverish. This fever. The same mentality which they just threw on Sridhar Maharaj. Now they're throwing on you. Same. They're giving the same letters. They're giving the same logic. They're giving the same arguments. They're doing the same thing. But little less. Same thing, but little less. The previous time, they were beating men with sticks.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sticks? That also becomes to you?
No.
No?
No. They had, in previous time. Now, they won't do that. But many people were beaten.
Really?
Yeah,
to
me. Acharya Maharaj was beaten. One, so many people putting guns, showing
that's
guns. Giri Maharaj?
Kanagiri?
He was pistol whipped. Put in the hospital by Tamal Krishna Maharaj's men. Actually,
they put him in jail also for.
Yeah. But this time, they will not do like that because Krishna has beaten. So, like that, they won't do. But by this tongue, they're doing again.
So, why they are so? I'm not telling. I word today. No word for them. And my whole preaching?
Nothing. Maharaj, they have no taste. They're only for materialistic things, for position. They have no taste really for the Bhagavat. They have no idea. There is just, I have something small to say. Actually, not one man in this kind can say like that. No one knows who is Rupa Damodar. No one knows why Rupa Goswami is Rupa Goswami. Nobody knows anything. Even it is in Swami Maharaj's book. Because of Aparad, wall is there, big wall. And they are not passing that. They
the
don't want to put your heads down.
Insubstantial. Whenever you hear some speech, there's nothing.
No depth.
It is all superficial on the surface. Very surprising.
And you told they're going to university. Tamal Krishna Maharaj is 50 years old. after living the life of a sannyasi, at age 50, I'll go back to university.
No faith in Krishna.
At 50, a sannyasi, for what purpose? Maybe a grihastha, another devotee, go to university, learn something, take some paper and preach. But for a sannyasi at age 50 to go to the university, what's the use? That is a punishment for them.
Dr. Swami.
Yes. And after becoming doctor, that means 62 years of age, 12 years of age.
Prabhupada used to joke, Dr. Swami.
Dr. Swami.
They are not coming to me, but they are going to Mayabadi. Even not Mayabadi, more than Russia.
At Mayapur, this Murari Bapu,
yes,
he was invited.
I know.
You know Murari Bapu? He took Dungre Maharaj's place in India. Dungre
in Mathura and
the big Bhagavat Sutta preacher.
So many big roadblocks in here, they were invited in Mathura to preside their meeting of Swamiji's.
Now every year for how many, 19, 18 years Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance from the year he placed Prabhupada in Samadhi until this year. Every year you came, isn't it Maharaj? Every year you came until this year when they completely...
I was ready to go there, but they wrote me later. You should
know. Yeah. Oh yeah, they wrote Ashley Maharaj, got a threatening letter.
What I told.
But it's
written in details to all the devotees.
Huh?
You should prepare some details. The devotee
actually got a threatening letter. If you tell
Maharaj, we could
but they're preaching, right?
We
could preach. Then how about
all of them?
So then he got one threatening letter. If you come there, there will be physical violence. Right? You got that letter,
right? I told that don't want to speak up. If I would gone there with so many persons of Mathura, about 100, 200 or 1,000, and if I had got and given my Pushpanjali, who would?
Maharaj had 5,000 people in Mayapur last year. Yes.
More than 10,000.
All kind of people. And if I'm expecting 7,000 people or more,
and
for the
centennial,
I'm coming 2,800 only.
If I will
not
tell, Mathura Basi also can go
not
with
that,
me
not
there.
That.
What they can do? They cannot do. But I thought that.
Yeah. But there is hope outside of that. Outside of them, there is hope for all. There are many.
I know only there are 4 or 5 persons.
Right.
And devotees are good. They want to meet with us.
They came, Maharaj, there's things that Maharaj doesn't know. They came to me and to Tripurari Maharaj before one and a half years back. Then we made a plan. We will go to Mayapur.
Yes.
To enter in again in ISKCON.
Yes.
And Samal Krishna Maharaj and Borijan and Giri Raj and all those persons, and Shivaram, all of them, Dhanadhar Swami, they will fight our cause. Because cause is so similar. We are thrown out from ISKCON because of Sridhar Maharaj.
Yes.
They are going to be thrown out because of Narayan Maharaj, right? So the cause is so similar. So we told them, you fight our cause, you can really fight. For yourself, you cannot speak for your own defense. But if you come to our cause, you can preach like anything. And Samal Krishna Maharaj is saying, we're going to finish this Kanishtha thinking, this evil thinking, all these mundane things. We're going to establish the truth. Like that. We went there. He never even came in our room. Nothing. He just turned his back and walked away.
In Mayapur.
You know what it's like in Mayapur? You know,
everybody's on the verandas and the meetings.
It was incredible. And we stayed 7 days there. I mean, one GBC, listen to this, Hari Balak, he's a GBC. He comes. I want Maharaj to hear this. The one GBC came, Maharaj.
It does not take all these things.
That's not necessary.
Not necessary. If you are taking, talking, Hari Katha then.
Yeah. Okay. So, one GBC came in our room. And he was also old friend. Hari Balak. He was GBC for this San Francisco, Seattle, all these places. Grihastha man. So he just came in our room. So actually, we tricked him. We said, hey, what's happening? You know, what's going on now? You know, in the big meeting, we heard some Sahajism is coming in ISKCON. Is it true? That GVC says yes, it's true. Sahajism is coming in ISKCON. Really? Well, tell us what happened. What happened? Is it Narayan Maharaj? We said, Sahajism. We said, how is Sahajism? Tell us which way is Sahajism. So then he said, well, there are some tapes of Narayan Maharaj. We have listened to these tapes. And on this tape, he is telling that Sankirtan book distribution, this is a secondary thing. And he is telling the real reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come is to taste some three types of some ecstasy of Radharani. This is the Sahajism.
Yes.
Then I'm like this. This way, Matila Deep. You met Matila in San Francisco? Matila's sitting like this. Hunting, otherwise going to laugh and trip around Marcy. Oh, very serious. This is a GBC voting member.
But in the long way now, that's Kartik. To me.
No,
Maharaj, say to me.
All that you told to Malkrishna Maharaj, all the inspiration, they forgot everything. I think so. I'm still waiting when he's going to stand up and do something. And my thinking, Maya Prakriti Jnana. Immediately, not Jnana taken away. Actually, his body taken away. Because he teaches on Sridhar Maharaj also. He says he never did anything. He was very responsible for that. We used to think, now he is, they have offended Sridhar Maharaj. Now they're going back door, backside. They're coming to Narayan Maharaj for Raghunuga Bhakti. I'm looking for 5 years. So many meetings in your ashram. And I was thinking, I don't know. How is it possible? Then when they came, then I saw, you have magic. Their hearts were changed. It seemed their hearts were changed. So nice. You wouldn't have believed.
Yeah.
These men were just like, Jadarani, everybody. We were so happy at last.
Yeah, we were.
There's going to be air to
new
breathe.
Air. Yeah.
And then again?
You know, Tamaduri say, last Karti, before, when they have the operation comes,
yeah.
And he comes to me and say, Rene, these people in this country, I'm going to fight you and the World Vaishnava Association. You have to help me to, in the future.
Who told? Kaluna.
No. Tamas me.
Oh, to you. Oh,
and
oh.
say, we have to fight because we don't, we no need to commit again the same aparadha with Sridhar Maharaj, with Narayan Maharaj. And me, I'm going to fight to protect the purity, the most important
but
thing.
But they told him, they shocked him. He thought he was going to talk. He got there, they told him, get out. Today. You leave Narayan Maharaj or get out today. Money cut, disciples cut, temples cut, everything cut. Then, in the night, Maharaj, we went to Giriraj Maharaj. We told Maharaj, what's happening? What are you doing? And this Parthasarathy. Parthasarathy from Southern, he is my bosom buddy since 25 years. He was sitting almost crying. Two men have like more heart. Govinda Maharaj, Bhakti Bringer Govinda Maharaj, and Parthasarathy. They have more heart. Their mind was very troubled, disturbed, almost crying. Then Giri Maharaj said,
who?
Giri Maharaj, not Giri. Giri Raj Maharaj saying, I think Prabhupada is calling me back. I told him, no, Maharaj. Prabhupada's not calling you back. But they were just in that mood. Now, Prabhupada sent them to you. Now, Prabhupada's calling them back. And that was it. There was no changing. There was
you
no talking.
All these things, Rishuti, Sahin Krishna, Vastai, Sinna Mahaprabhu, and the Monophysi Sashita. You have nothing to criticize them.
No, not really.
No, Maharaj,
it's only a passing
class. We have one last propaganda, and we kind of repeat what the Catholic Church did some years ago, you know? And it's going to do the same thing, too. So the VA completed it.
Krishna and...
But in Bagh Bazaar, they held the post. In Yogapit, they held the staff. But where was the life? The life was outside. So they hold the property, they hold the name, Prabhupada name, they hold ISKCON name. Just like, I mean, I talked to Yati Maharaj before 1 year. Yati Maharaj and ISKCON are absolutely same mind, clean and same. But different Prabhupada and different societies. If you cover them with a blanket and talk, which is ISKCON, you cannot say, oh, both are ISKCON, both are Yati. You can't understand unless you see the face. Completely the same consciousness.
Not honoring anyone.
And simply telling Prabhupada made one society. Prabhupada not told any disciple to be separate. Same. Before Swami Maharaj gone to take sannyas from Kesava Maharaj, he wrote one letter to Tirtha Maharaj. One letter came back. That letter we have. We have got so many letters from GBC, same. Completely same. Just like you told, there some people are saying Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur not given such some slok. Then they're telling another man was given. You were telling, but by the quality you can understand who is given what. Same. They have the same mentality. Like when Mahaprabhu saw the Brahmin when he reached the Mathura. At the temple, Janmastan. There was one Brahmin.
Oh, yes, that name was
Sarodhya.
Sanoriya Bipra.
And then when Mahaprabhu saw the symptoms of ecstasy in him, they embraced. He could understand, oh, you have some touch with Madhavendra. How has this come? The same symptoms. So there, many people share these same mundane conceptions. You once told me, I know three men of similar character. Saraswati Thakur, Kesava Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, and our Swami Maharaj. Very similar character. But they are the rebels. They used to tell, remember way back when they used to say, Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj is not bona fide sannyas. Tirtha Maharaj's group used to tell like that. Because he took sannyas from your Guru Maharaj, he's a renegade, he's a rebel. Outside.
You say that Tirtha Maharaj can't
step out there? Tirtha Maharaj. No. But Swami Maharaj is not a bona fide disciple, also not bona fide for him to go to USA. Not authorized.
Not authorized by Acharya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No, don't. When you are coming to India,
I want to help
him. You should help to come. No money problem.
This is a rich man. He is a rich man.
You should help him to bring India.
I'm not rich.
You are not rich, but your heart is so rich.
So Maharaj, what will be the, what is the real, thing? Vishva, what's it called? World Vaishnava Association. What do you think, actually?
You know more than this.
But I'm stuck in the mud. I actually don't have any genuine enthusiasm for it. I don't think you can unite all the Vaishnavas.
No, but...
I told...
No, I'm just asking you. I'm going to follow the lead of senior men. So I'm asking you, honestly.
I went to Sivasangan in their meeting.
Yes.
I told that if the object is common,
uh-huh.
and for that we are doing something, then we can meet. But our object is not one,
mm-hmm.
then how you can?
Separate interest and
if you are criticizing other souls, you are not following the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all others, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you are not accepting Srila Prabhupada, then how you can? You can make in this. that if you are all favorable to this, we are in the same line. It may be some difference of opinion, but main thing is same.
Well, from that point of view, everyone who's thus far volunteered some participation seems quite humble and sincere. ISKCON refuses, and Yati Maharaj refuses, and Govind Maharaj refuses.
And all others are in sync.
Yeah.
We want to be.
Yeah.
And if it is done, very good. And favorable.
Something can come of it. Something.
It is very difficult. It is a given, you know, to try to do something. If we don't do that, when we can do something? Only we can preach there something.
Well, I wrote Bhakti Tirtha Swami, who in this time is considered very Krishna conscious and very liberal.
Who?
But I know him
who?
Over these last years in private discussion. Bhakti Tirtha. He's a black body devotee.
He used to be Anasham Brahmachari.
He did the Maharaj of him. He's a very intellectual black man. Very nice devotee. But anyway, I wrote him today. Huh?
Did he see?
Oh, yes.
3 years ago, he was chairman of DBC. Now he is not chairman. But I don't know his opinion. I met him also at Rathi Yatra.
I wrote him a letter today. I waited until your New York program finished. They had 1 month to show a decent face. Nothing shown properly. Videos were made against Maharaj. Letters were written. Kind of nonsense they did, right? So at last, they did nothing. Only Dayananda, he invited. They were troubling that man. For you to go to 26 Second Avenue,
really,
pressure
you. No, but you don't know that. We like me by that, and came here and by that to Ananda yesterday.
Then what happened?
I don't know what happened after.
No, they went and had.
You went to Tuwako?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yes.
In
Temple.
Lakshmi Narayan.
And I get up.
So he gave lecture there.
Huh. Very strong lecture.
Very strong lecture.
Very strong.
Oh, good, good. So I'm suggesting to Bhakti Tirtha that I'm telling ISKCON should start another committee. They have so many committees. They should start a ministry for Vaishnava relations. And they should pick somebody, two or three people. And then they should try to connect to some persons outside, to try and get some balance, because they misunderstand things so much. And they actually think, oh, Prabhupada's mission is in danger. Oh, if this man is coming, this will be lost. DDP will be lost. So they actually, they're not like thinking like a jackal. They actually think they're doing the right thing. That's the problem. That's the problem.
So what you mean, listen, man. Jai Pataka organized during the festival, also the Prabhupada World Vaishnava Association. And he came to inform to Puri Maharaj about the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to make Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Parivar. And Puri Maharaj said, okay, no problem. But and Naraya Maharaj came, Govinda Maharaj came, he said, no, because we have some problems, we have to resolve them in the future.
We should not be worried about this. We should serve, we should practice, should not be nothing to do.
Last year, I got 2 letters. From Jai Pataka Maharaj's disciples?
Yes.
For killing me.
You?
Yeah, I got 2 letters.
For what?
Preaching in South India. One to kill me, one to kill the children of my pujari in Trivandrum. Actually, that created a big problem. Big problem. And I actually closed that ashram because there's an underworld, like heavy dacoits in Trivandrum. Heavy place, Trivandrum. Like almost like more than Bengal. Like heavy. So actually I closed that ashram for 2 years because I'm afraid to put any devotee there because while going in the market, break his head or Bajari, he was from Bengal, he ran back to Mayapur. I still have the letters. They don't sign. But I'm a little smarter than they are. You can study the letters and understand where this comes from. It's not just coming from somebody from India. I preached in India for 20 years. Never met that type of resistance. There's reasons how we know. Then I unearthed a plan to throw me out from India also. They were going to home ministry for making all these different problems. That one I also cut. I stopped that problem also. But this is their mentality.
That's
what
it's about. Huh? They try to make something for the different consulates to stop this.
Some like Kurukshetra.
Not as part of that.
But it happened before in the time of your Guru Maharaj, didn't it? They tried to make a big case on him. People tried to, they want to kill Saraswati Thakur. Gundas were given money. This is nothing new, actually. So the real thing will go on and be victorious. We have nothing to fear from them, actually.
You are going to return to your place today?
I think tonight, I see that if the Prabhu is for me, maybe it goes later. Otherwise, tomorrow morning I go.
Tomorrow. Then we should be here. Tonight
here.
And in morning.
Yeah, we go together tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, sir. Where you are now, in New York?
About 5 hours driving south, Washington, capital of USA.
So from there you are coming here?
And 7-8 people came.
Oh.
Men, ladies, children.
Good.
We're staying in a hotel tonight.
Mm.
That
very hotel?
There's one hotel, some of your disciples are there, other devotees, near to here, one hotel. Then we come in the morning, then again we have to go back. In the afternoon. So I'm very calculated, Maharaj. My calculation. I'm thinking, if I'm doing something to please Narayan Maharaj here, first, Prabhupada giving full Ashirvad, blessing on my head. Second, then when I come to Mathura, then you'll give me some mercy there also. You'll take me a little closer. Sometimes very difficult to meet you in Missouri. But I know now, when you see my face from the crowd, then you'll want to get me close, and I'll get some of that Bhakti Ras from you, some taste. All calculations. A few years ago, I was in South India. Sri Porimar's installing one deity, Lakshmi Nasringa. And I thought, that deity is in Madras. He wants by Gaura Purnima. No, anybody can get that deity there in time. Unless they have their own private truck. I bought the truck, 2 lakh rupees, picked that deity from Madras, drove 6 days to Mayapur. Presented that deity to Pramod Puri Maharaj. He was so happy, he gave this way blessing and grace.
Whose bus is that?
Sri Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Gopinath Gaura Maharaj.
He has a bus in South India?
No, he has a mud in the Navadvip.
I drove
the deity from South India
to
there
to
for the installation.
Wow.
Tell them to arrange for that Mahaprasad. What is the time now?
Half 5 days.
Oh. You said arrange Mahaprasad for us.
Professor
is there, so I have to invite him to the paper. Arrange Mahaprasadam.
Satyaraj come here to see you?
Yes.
He came?
Yes, yes. Good, right. And he asked some questions. And I answered. He was very sorry. He told that, I've written so many letters and you have answered. Again, I want to take your help and I'm going to write something. So you should try to help me.
What did your godbrothers think about this tour?
Very good. That's so happy. Sometimes I give letter and my phone also have contact with them.
I believe Vaman Maharaj also speaks English. Is he speaking?
More than me, he
speaks. I never.
But I don't care for my wrong, all these things, what comes I freely, no fear, but he sometimes now. But if he will speak like me, then he will more speak. His English is more rich than me. Only Tamal Krishna introduced me, he speaks English. He told me that whether wrong or right, you should speak. You will hear and you should speak. When going wrong. But everywhere I went, they heard most potently wrong or right anything. They took my mood. I don't want to waste my time in learning English, to go into any college and any learn my question. But I know to do. I see that most, so many devotees that received their letter of 17 pages against me, video and everything, but they are not listening. They are coming to listen. Because I am not telling a word against Swamiji or ISKCON.
You cannot wake a man who pretends to be asleep. My godbrother, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who passed away in Mayapur, he used to tell, you cannot sell glasses to the blind. The blind man, he cannot purchase spectacles. You cannot sell glasses in the village of the blind. So he was saying that in reference that he is for so many years trying to preach to his godbrothers in his time. Not even one person is taking. Not one person was accepting.
They're all against him?
All against
him. The world that you shouldn't go to England, you shouldn't go to America, you shouldn't come to Australia, the world.
Did
was very impressed with his little one of his books. I forget which one it was. But it was the only thing I'd ever seen from ISKCON that ever had any, after Prabhupada, that ever had any real teachings. And you could see from Bhakti.
Everything is ready?
Mahaprasada
had a Shikshu Guru in Orissa
who used to come.
And he got all his direction. And of course, yes, then he could read.
But more than just read,
he had some inspiration.
Yeah. I was very impressed with that. And then,
actually, many of his disciples had two choices, only two choices. Leave and come to you, the greater majority. Or simply be overcome and remain in this time. There's no scope for them. There are only two. I know the history of that place. I know it very well. There's only two. It's either die or leave. There's not a third choice. They can take a position. They can toe the party line. They can follow the GBC, or they can leave. They cannot sustain their Guru Maharaj's mood there. They'll allow them now for some time. Let them be. Then step by step, they cannot tolerate that.
It's very sad. I can't even put my finger on what the disease is. What makes it so adulterate? Starts out with something good and then twists it in such a way that it becomes so changed. It's very strange. I think about it a lot. But it's very strange. And when you speak to people, sometimes
that can use them.
You speak.
Used to go to get prasadam.